وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the verse that I've recited before you, Allah says, every soul, rich or poor, young or old, male or female, strong or weak, every soul is going to taste death. A poet says, Hayatuka anfasun tu'ad, that your life is no more than a defined number of breaths. Kullama madat minha nafasun, each time you inhale, naqasat minha juz'a, a portion of your life has diminished. Each time you inhale, a portion of your life has diminished. You are using up the defined quota of the number of breaths that you have come into this world with. And undoubtedly, death is a difficult experience. A poet says, Inna firaq al-ahbab lamurul madaq, that the separation of a beloved is undoubtedly a very, very bitter and painful experience. But it is a reality that we all have to face. A poet says, looking at the deceased person, he says, oh, those of you who are alive, this deceased person is talking to you and saying, yesterday I was like you. I had life. Tomorrow you are going to be like me, lying helpless, waiting for people to give you the ghusl and the janazah. But as believers, we are reassured that death is not the end of our existence. It's a beginning of another journey. And what exactly happens from the point of death when a person is in what we call sakarat? In a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, narrated by Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنازة رجل من الأنصار. He says, once we came out with Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم to attend a janazah of the Ansar. فانتهينا إلى القبر. We got to the graveyard. ولما يلحد. But the people were still busy digging the grave. The grave was not ready. فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم sat down, waiting for the grave to be prepared. وَجَلَسْنَا حَوْلَهُ And we sat around him. كَأَنَّ عَلَى رُؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ But we sat so motionless as if there were birds on our heads and we did not want to disturb the birds that were perched on our heads, implying that this is how still everyone was in that gathering. وَفِي يَدِهِ عُود And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had a stick in his hand, يَنْكُتُ بِهِ الْأَرْض scratching the ground, implying, or like someone in deep thought. فَرَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ He raised his head after a while. فَقَالَ إِسْتَعِيذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ He said, people, seek protection in Allah from the punishment of the grave. He said this مَرَّتَيْنْ أَوْ ثَلَاثًا He said this two times or three times. And then he went on to explain the 8 different stations that a person passes from the point of Sakarat. What exactly happens when the curtains are lifted, when a person is no longer able to speak, when he now is able to see the hereafter? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna al-abd al-mu'min idha kana fi inqita'in min ad-dunya, that when a person is about, a believer this is, when a believer is about to now depart from this world, wa iqbalin min al-akhirah, and his journey is now towards the year after, what's the first thing that happens? There's still life in his body. Nazala ilayhi malaikatun min as-samabidul wujuh, that an entourage of angels with faces as bright and splendid as the sun descend and sit around him. Ka'anna wujuhahum ash-shams, it's as if their faces were the embodiment of the sun. Ma'ahum kafanun min akfanil jannah, and with them they bring a kafan, wa hanutun min hanutil jannah, and the perfume of jannah, hatta yajlisu minhu maddal basar, and they sit around him as far as the eyes can see. This is the first stage of a person about leaving the dunya. The angels sit around him as far as he can see. They are there to reassure him that you are leaving the world, you are leaving your beloved ones, you are leaving your property that you've toiled so hard for, but what awaits you is far more pleasant than what you are about to leave. So they come to reassure this person who is on the verge of death. That's the first stage. The second stage, ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, then they wait for the advent of the angel of death. حَتَّى يَجْلِسَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ, and the angel of death comes and takes a seat at the head of the dying person. فَيَقُولُ, and then the angel addresses this person whose ruh is about to leave him and says, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, O pleasant soul, أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ, come out, leave this physical cage and come out to the wide expanse of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. This is the point, actual point, where the ruh leaves the body. فَتَخْرُجُ تَسِيلُ كَمَا تَسِيلُ الْقَطْرَةُ مِنَ السِّقَاءِ, the ruh obliges and it leaves the body in the same way as a drop of water that flows out of a water container. Swiftly, this comes out. That's the end of our earthly existence. فَيَأْخُذُهَا, the angel of death then takes hold of the ruh. فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدَعُوهَا فِي يَدِهِ تَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, the entourage of malaika that are there immediately take this ruh. And فَيَجْعَلُوهَا, just as we give the physical body a kafan, in the same way they give the ruh a kafan. فَيَجْعَلُوهَا فِي ذَلِكَ الْكَفَنِ وَفِي ذَلِكَ الْحَنُوتِ, they place the ruh into the kafan that they've brought from paradise, and they place the perfume that they've brought from paradise on that soul. ويخرج منها كأطيب نفحة مسك وجدت على وجه الأرض. And as a result, the most pleasant and fragrant smell emanates from this roof that is ever experienced on the surface of the earth. So that's the second stage. The first stage was where the malaika came and the angel of death took out the ruh. The second stage is where this ruh is now given a kafan from Jannah. And the third stage is fayas'aduna biha. This entourage of the angels that came to reassure the soul then ascend with the soul. فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ عَلَى مَلَئٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And as they pass and they ascend with the soul, the body is still on the earth, not buried. The ruh has just come out, and they immediately ascend with this ruh. And they pass various groups of angels who say, because of that smell that is emanating, they ask, مَا هَذَا الرُّوحُ الطَّيِّبُ. Who is this blessed soul? Fayaqulun, this entourage introduces the soul by saying, Fulan ibn Fulan, he's so-and-so, son of so-and-so. Bi ahsani asma'ihi allati kanu yusammunahu biha fid dunya. And they praise him in the best of ways that he was praised in this world. حَتَّى يَنْتَهُ بِهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Until they come to the first sky, the lower heaven. That's not the sky we see above us. That's a solid structure with a door. Very often we hear about that door in Mi'raj. So this entourage takes this ruh, comes to this solid structure right at the door of the first heavens. And then they seek permission. And it is asked, whose soul have you come with? And they introduce the soul. And then the elite group of malaika from each heaven accompany this ruh to the second heaven. And a group from the second heaven accompany this ruh to the third heaven. And they continue that way, حَتَّى يُنْتَهَى بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ. Until the ruh of this deceased is now lodged at the seventh heaven, a place beyond which no angels can go. It is actually now presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ. Allah then says, "Uktubu kitab abdi fi illiyin." That assign the book of deeds of my slave in the illiyin. The illiyin is a stage in barzakh, a period between life and the hereafter, where the souls of the believers rest. And where the book of deeds of the believers are stored, are archived. So Allah passes the judgment and then says, وَأَعِيدُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. And now return the soul to the earth, to the body. By then, the deceased is buried. And the ruh, this is the next stage. The ruh then is فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ. The ruh is then returns to the body. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the ruh returns to the body, it is just about how it seems just before dawn, just before Fajr time. And this person doesn't realize he's in the grave. And he tells them, stop what you are doing. I have to fulfill my Fajr Salah. She doesn't know that he is in the grave. And then the angels tell him that the time for prayer is over. You are in the grave, and we are here to question you. And we know the questions that are presented before they ask this person, Marabuk, who is your sustainer? Who is it that sustained you from the point of birth till the point of death? And what was your religion? What was your way of life? And who is this man that is placed before you, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And a believer naturally is able to answer. And فَيُنَادِي مُنَادِي مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. This is another stage. After that person is able to answer the questions in the grave, a proclaimer from the skies announces, "An صَدَقَ عَبْدِي," that my slave, the slave of Allah, has spoken the truth. And now, فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Prepare a bed for him from paradise. And give him the clothes of paradise. وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And in this grave, open a door for him so he can view his abode in paradise. فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِهَا وَطِيبِهَا. And this window or this door is opened, and this person who has been buried now experiences the breeze and the fragrance of Jannah that completely envelopes him in the grave. And فَيُسَّحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ مَدَّ بَصَرِهِ. And then the grave expands to as far as the eyes can see. It's no more that small pit. It is transformed into a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And at that stage, وَيَأْتِيهِ رَجُلٌ حَسَنُ الْوَجْهِ. A young boy, extremely handsome, enters the grave. حَسَنُ الثِّيَابِ, dressed immaculately, and with a fragrance that is extremely pleasing. And it says, أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُرُّكَ. This boy, young youth, addresses the deceased and says, receive the glad tidings of a future full of joy and happiness, a state of absolute bliss. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ. This was the day that you were promised all your life. How often have you heard about the promise of Allah? Fayaqul, so the deceased asks, Man anta, who are you? Because your face seems to be boding well. And this person says, Ana amaluka salih, I am your good deeds that have come have entered the grave with you. You know the famous hadith that says that when a person dies, as he leaves his home, his assets leave him behind. When you come to the grave and you're buried, your family leaves you behind. The only person or only thing that will enter is your good deeds with you, your investment for the year after. So the good deeds reassures this person that I will be with you. You were with me in this world and I will be with you. And this person, this deceased, becomes so overwhelmed by his experience that he cries out and says, Rabbi aqimi sa'a, Rabbi aqimi sa'a. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Let the final hour come so that I can return to my family and tell them, and so they could share in my joy and my happiness and in my state of bliss. And after that, the ruh is then leaves the body and is then lodged in Iliyin. When this ruh goes to Iliyin, فَيَأْتُونَ بِهِ أَرْوَاحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The arwah of believers of associates, people who knew this particular person, all rushed towards him. فَلَهُمْ أَشَدُّ فَرَحًا بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ بِغَائِبِهِ يَقْدُمُ عَلَيْهِ. And they are in a state of extreme joy, in ecstasy, at welcoming someone who's been long missing. And so people from the family, locality, acquaintances, surround this Ruh. And then they start asking him, فَيَسْأَلُونَهُ مَاذَا فَعَلَ فُلَانَ مَاذَا فَعَلَ فُلَانَ. What is so-and-so doing in the world? What is my son doing in the world? What is my mother doing in the world? What is my brother doing in the world? They are anxious to ask about those that they have left in the world. And the others come and they say, فَيَقُولُونَ دَعُوهُ. Leave the soul for a while. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي غَمِّ الدُّنْيَا. For indeed, he is still experiencing the sorrow of separating from his beloved ones. He is still experiencing the sorrow of the journey from this world into the womb of the ground. And inshallah, a time will come where he will come out from the womb of the dunya into the year after. So for us, death is not the end of our existence. It's a beginning of a very, very pleasant experience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our iman, make our khatima on iman, grant us the satisfaction of those angels who will be sitting around us, assuring us of a blissful future. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.